Now, you went first to Clearfield. Do you remember your first day in Clearfield?
Yes.
Was it Clearfield or Altoona? Where did you go to?
I came to Clearfield.
Clearfield, all right.
From New York. I was 3 weeks in New York, and then sort of a convalescing from the trip.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, I went straight to Clearfield because they already had my job waiting. They had sort of a regular small department store. Mm-hmm. One in Clearfield, one in Carrollsville. And in this, being a Jewish home, my uncle used to have a shechet and also a teacher for the kids. Had six boys and two girls, and they were all baseball players. He used to call them the Raps and Tigers.
Ah, uh-huh, cute.
There was only about 7-8 families, but mm-hmm. they've been there for years. You know, they've grown and raised. Because my uncle came over in the late 70s, in the 1870s, mm-hmm. mm-hmm. another uncle came over in the 1870s.
So they were established already.
They were here. They have their family. Mm-hmm.
Well, do you remember that first day in Clearfield when you first yes. got there? What do you remember about it?
Well, I mean, if it's really interest you, when I got on in Tyrone, Pennsylvania, it was in the dead of the winter, in the month of December.
Mm-hmm.
I got on. No, it was in January, the 10th or 15th. I got on in Tyrone. You know where Tyrone, Pennsylvania?
Mm-hmm,
is?
I do.
Going up to State College from there.
Mm-hmm.
The train used to go up, there used to be three trains a day used to go up to Phillipsburg and Clearfield and up towards Grampton mm-hmm. before you get to Dubois and you stay overnight and then go back the next day. So when I got on the train, I looked out and it was heavy snows, you know, and I said, my God, boy, this is wilderness, because where I came from, it was hilly, but I didn't see that this type of mountains.
Oh, I see.
And it's sort of in early morning, I arrived from New York on the train. And when I looked out, I said, I had to change trains to go from Clearfield to Clearfield. Mm-hmm. Clearfield, there's a cousin of mine, met me there, and he couldn't speak Yiddish very well. And finally, he says, so we got together and sort of took me home. So lunchtime, they were going to take me home to Kerwin's home. My aunt used to be she used to be from the European countries, a real cook, you know, so mm-hmm. servants in the mm-hmm. house. So he takes me into restaurants, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, they ordered me pork and beans, whatever it was.
Who took you into the restaurant?
My cousins. Uh-huh. Yeah, everybody mm-hmm. in Scotland, they were mm-hmm. playing. So he goes home at night and he says to his mother, he says, what do you think that Glimmeron did? He says, you know what he ordered? The first thing he ordered was pork and beans.
And did you really order that, or he got it for you?
They ordered it for you,
and you ate it?
I pretended I didn't know from nothing, you see.
And did you eat it?
Suddenly I ate it. I don't know if it was pork or whatever it was.
Uh-huh.
See, they were just telling me. She was very religious, you know.
Uh-huh. So they teased her?
Yeah, they teased her.
You had never tasted pork before, of course.
No, I haven't. Even when I was in the army, I didn't taste it. I just don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll eat bacon and so on, but I just don't go for pork.
I feel that way, too.
Huh?
I feel the same.
You eat the bacon, don't you?
Mm-hmm, but I don't care for pork.
Oh, no.
Now, was there anything about life in the United States that disappointed you during the first 5 years?
I loved
anything
every
you can
minute.
Remember? Pardon?
I loved every minute, because I'll tell you why. I like people, and I mingled with people. I was single here about 8-9 years out of this country here.
Mm-hmm.
I was single, and I had a time in my life. I used to travel. I used to go to Des Moines, Iowa twice a year, to Atlantic City, and I was always a good salesman, and I used to make money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even working for my uncles. And I was never sure of any, and I felt this country was good to me. That's why when the war broke out, all my pals were going in, I went up to the local board and I joined up.
So the country was good to you, but did anything happen, do you recall, during the first 5 years that anybody tried to take advantage of you, aside from this pork and beans, which was just a little joke? That was just a little joke. But did anybody try to treat you unjustly because you were an immigrant that you can remember? You don't remember any incident?
No. In fact, living in Clearfield, don't forget, I made a lot of Gentile friends.
Mm-hmm.
We used to go to the pool room together, and they used to take me out to parties, you know. We used to go out sled riding and hay rides and all that stuff. And they used to introduce me the first 3-4 months, not to be embarrassed, even because I don't speak the language well. I just come over from the old country.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing I got is to come along with all the world, and that's love.
Yeah.
Lacking you don't have to teach anybody.
So these were American-born Gentiles, but it made no difference. They took you right into their crowd.
In fact, I stayed with one family for a year. And then after 2 years, I went to see my sister in Des Moines, Iowa, and I worked there in a shoe store.
Mm-hmm.
And I shook hands with Theodore Roosevelt. I was the only Jew kid ever worked for W. White Shoe Company.
Is that right?
The other day I came in, and my sister, I've never loafed on a job.
Mm-hmm.
I can be off one day and I'll be on a job somewhere. So when I got to Des Moines, Iowa, my sister was fairly flexible. So the next day she said, "Where are you going?" I said, "I'm going out down the street," and I got this job in the shoe store, W. White Shoe Company. And he was the, if you read the history of Theodore Roosevelt, that was when he formed the Bull Moose Party.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever read about it?
Yes, I have.
It was 1912.
Mm-hmm.
And this Mr. White was a man of about 75 years old, but he used to come in every
mm-hmm.
morning. And he was the chair, the national
chairman
of the Bull Moose Party.
Uh-huh.
He took out every clerk, and we all, and I still remember that it was one of them old fashioned cars. Had a high seat, and we all went and stepped in the room and went and shook hands with Theodore.
How long were you in this country when this happened?
I went to shake hands with Theodore Roosevelt.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was here about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody had a story to go out and all jumped in the running board.
Now, after you had lived in this country for 5 years, did you feel that you had accomplished, or you would eventually accomplish your goal in coming here?
I think I did, but to be truthful, the first 5-6 years, then after I joined the Army for a year.
How long were you in this country when you joined the Army?
Well, I was about 6 years.
Mm-hmm. And you felt you then you had accomplished your goal.
I owe that much to the country. I've learned a great deal being in the Army.
Mm-hmm.
Discipline and other things in life. It remains with you. Even setting up exercise. I do it today.
Is like that right? Do you really?
All these years.
Good for you. So then you felt you had accomplished, or you would eventually accomplish your goal. You were on the road.
I had a wonderful job. I mean, I was my uncle in a big store, and then I opened up. So after I was married, after the war, and then I haven't been in business for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in business about 5 years, 4.5 or 5, and then I sold out and I moved to Pittsburgh here, and I got into a different business.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the lumber business for years. I was in the department store selling carpets and rugs and milliner and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went into the grocery business. Oh, yes. I forgot to mention. commenced in 1 year from 33 to 34. I was in the wholesale hat business on Fifth Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
I'd been in the clothing business before. I was in it 1 year, and I took a little loss, and I got out. And then I went into the candy and tobacco business.
What I'm going to be talking to you most about are these first 5 years when you just got into the country.
Oh, right.
So you went from 18 to 23. So this was before you were married, even.
Well, I was married. No, I was married. I came in 11.
No, I meant when you were 18 until you were 23. You weren't married at 23 yet, were you?
No,
when you were 23 years old. Yeah. So it's between these years, between the years you were 18 until you were 23, this is what I'm primarily...
Well, the first 5 years I spent 2 years in Clearfield,
mm-hmm.
In a general store, and then 1 year in Des Moines, Iowa, and 2 years...
Oh, you were 1 year in Des Moines, Iowa?
Oh, sure. I used to go back and forth 3 times a year, though.
But did you live there for a full year?
For almost a year, I was in Des Moines, Iowa.
I see.
Yes, I worked on the shoe store.
So you really did get around. And then you came back to Clearfield after
and
that.
I came back to Altoona.
Altoona.
I worked there 2 years.
Mm-hmm. So of the first 5 years, you were in this area for 4 of the years and in Des Moines, Iowa for 1 year, is that right?
Yeah, the first 2 years I was in Clearfield, mm-hmm. Pennsylvania, and then the third year I was in Des Moines, Iowa. That's the year of 14, I think. Mm-hmm. Then I came back to Altoona with my uncle, then bought a store there already, and I went with him. Mm-hmm. And I was with him until about 1922 almost. So I was married in 21, and I stayed another year, and then I went out for myself.
I see. And your first home in this area then was in Clearfield, is that right? When you came from New York and you went to Clearfield, that was your first home, actually, where you
yes,
were settled for a length of time.
First employment.
And with whom did you live in Clearfield? Or did, when you went to Clearfield, with whom did you live?
So in Clearfield, my family lived in Kervinville, that's 6 miles away,
mm-hmm.
but in Clearfield, I stayed with a
Gentile family. That's what I thought you said,
yeah.
But I thought I'd better get it repeated. And you just paid them room and board, is that right?
No, just room and board. I bought it out in the hotel. Still the diamond there. Dimling, diamond.
I see. And you had one room with this Gentile family?
Yes, I had a room. There was 3 sons and 2 girls. They were all of my, within the ages of 16 to 19 or 20.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lot in common. Many evenings, we'd sit down, evenings, I'd spare and spell for them and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't do so bad.
I guess you didn't.
Conversation, I didn't say that you're really holding your conversation with the greenhorn.
You caught on fast, in other words.
Yeah, when I was here just about a year and a half, I was getting away with it.
So you worked first in a department store.
You want to see a few by your...
You're not holding me back. But you... We'll get back to, you came to this country and you worked first in the department store?
Yes,
department
sort of a
store.
Semi. I know this country store, it's got everything, ladies and men.
Now, you had no training for this work in Europe. In Europe, you work with the logs.
On the lumber business.
So how did you learn how to work in a department store?
Very simple. Just within 10 days, I knew where to mark goods and everything else. I've done so many things in my life, so I mean, it's you
just
can,
picked it up.
It's really if you're ambitious and you have a little talent and a little brains, you get by. You pick up anything.
<clears throat> Now, your first job.
Wasn't this, that was in
Clearfield. Clearfield, I haven't marked. And how much did you earn, do you remember?
How much did I earn?
In the first job.
Well, I to be truthful, I, being with my family, I'd say I started off at about $15 a week, let's say, and then I was making 25 later.
And what were your hours in the first
job? Well, it used to be long hours, and years ago there was no such thing as opening up at 9, 10 o'clock and closing at 6. For certain days you could open up at 7 or stay till 12 that night.
And were you there all the time?
Well, I'd say 90% of it, you know, you got for your lunches and dinner. That was universal, practically, this opening up. Maybe you heard, your people were telling me about it. There was no such thing as
hours. I know.
East, I worked in the shoe store, but I was telling them.
Did you work on Saturdays and the Jewish holidays when you first came here?
On Saturdays, yes. But not on the, well, some Jewish holidays were the Midyukas, you know.
Like Sukkot.
Like Sukkot, I worked, but the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, I didn't.
And how long were you at this first job?
Well, I told you I was 2 years in Clearfield. And then 1 year in Des Moines, Iowa. And then back to Altoona, where I stayed with my uncle till about 7, 8 years.
You know, too confusing. I heard you say that, but I came here and I just rechecked
it. Oh, you get jammed up.
Did you belong at that time to any kind of a trade union?
I did belong to organizations, the Elks, and the Elks and the Knights Pythias.
And then, what could we say was your life work? You were a businessman. Is this what?
Yes, and I never done any, we call it, exception in the Army. But otherwise, I always enjoyed to. Salesman or part of it, I was my own boss and so on.
If you could live this part of your life over again, if you could come to this country and have these first 5 years again, what kind of work would you go into?
I don't think I would. I prefer doing just exactly what I did because it was interesting and it was, and I, it was profitable. I had time for myself to take vacations and so on. When I used to look at somebody at the Mountain Balkan, they'd carry a pack or a pedal or be a waiter or so on. And here I come in and I was.
You had your family.
I had my family and I was making money.
So you had a start and you were fortunate. And you said you didn't go to school in this country, that's what you told me. And you said you learned to speak English just by picking it up.
Yeah.
What about writing English?
Well, first of all, if you write German or Yiddish or anything else, or Polish, after all, the alphabets, most of them are similar. It's only you pick up the alphabet. And from there on in, it's just you get the reading papers, magazines, and little by little, it comes to you. I'm as good a speller as a good man once went through high school or college.
You know, Mr. Robinson, everybody didn't do it, so it wasn't as easy for everybody. Many people did not learn to write English.
Well, some of them didn't want to, possibly, either. I know people that came over the same time I did, that were younger than I was, and their vocabulary is still out of the way. Their writing and everything else, because you can do a lot for yourself if you try to. And every chance I'd get, like the first 5, 6 months, I was with this Catholic family, you know, I'd sit down, I'd ask questions, and they would interpret certain things for me, you know.
Well,
I have a I got a good memory. I can remember.
I was going to say, you have the basic intelligence to do it, too. It's not just...
It happened to me. Mm-hmm. The first day I went to Haida when I was 6 years old.
Is that right?
The second day I got the measles. Now, I remember when they carried me home. So
from Haida?
From Haida, yes. And I still, the second day I was there and I got the measles. I remember somebody picked me up and carried me home. And many times I'll speak to the rabbi here on Song in Marvel.
How my, you remember?
My Hebrew.
Mm-hmm.
Already thinks I went to the yeshiva or something, but I didn't. I had a pretty good teacher there.
Mm-hmm.
And I can still play practically by heart.
Is that right?
A prayer book, you know. Just a, and I can tell jokes. I can remember a joke that was told to me 60 years ago.
Is that right?
And I know who told it to me. Yes. I have a fairly good memory. I love your father-in-law and mother. Of course.
Yes, they're fine people.
Yeah.
Did you like music? Is this one of your interests? And did you, in the first 5 years, did you go to the Yiddish theater?
No, I have no occasion.
In Clearfield?
There was no Yiddish theater.
Not where you were.
Except when I went to visit my sister in New York, maybe once or twice.
Mm-hmm. What about, were there any lectures in Clearfield?
To be truthful, no.
No, I wouldn't imagine. Too small a town.
Yes. You know, Mr. Gabito, either go up to the Elks,
mm-hmm.
all the nights with the Ashinovia and so forth. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing most of the time when I was in Mount Tuna. And we go to ball games. Life was different. The first few years I was here, you know, we used to leave the old fashioned way.
Simple life.
We used to have sleigh rides. And,
mm-hmm.
and
sounds like fun.
Huh?
Sounds like a lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
What about, were there any public libraries? Did you educate yourself through the library at all?
No, I didn't at all.
In the
either
home.
Reading a book or so on, because there was no libraries even in Altoona that time for
mountain. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, when you came to the United States, did you think of yourself as a religious person?
Well, my answer is, I was a devout Jew, but I wasn't religious to some extent. I always go to services and so on, but I wasn't a hypocrite. I wasn't a fanatic.
Mm-hmm. When you say devout, what do you mean by that?
Well, I loved everything that was Jewish. I enjoyed even Jewish foods. I enjoyed Jewish literature. I enjoyed to go and hear a good Jewish speaker,
mm-hmm.
if I had a chance. Till later in the year, naturally, in Miami, you can go to the Shoda, so on.
But you're saying then that some of the Orthodox customs you didn't observe. Is this what you're saying?
Well, although I was in a home, my uncle had a sheikh and a teacher, and yet even his children were, even though he's sitting in the living room. I was just a mediocre, an honest to goodness Jew.
In your heart you were a Jew.
In my heart, I was charitable.
Your approach to Judaism then is with literature and the culture and in charity. This is what it means to you to be a Jew.
Sarah, goodbye, and I'll see you.
So then during the first 5 years, did you change any of your religious practices?
Well, I'll tie in some. When I come over, Judaism was done at its lowest ebb.
Really?
You know why? Germans. It's hard to understand why. At that time, there was just emigration was open to everyone. There was no understanding between the teachers and the when they used to take American children and get a European teacher, you know. You understand that it just didn't click. Even the rabbis come over here.
They didn't communicate to the children.
Mm-hmm. They used to make fun of them because
I understand that.
Till the generation, some of the European boys that wanted to be teachers, they part of it that they come over, they were well versed in Hebrew, and they all come to the yeshiva and so on, and they learn to speak the language well enough so they can explain to children what's all about, like the interpret an aleph and a base and so on, and then they start to form the men's clubs and the synagogues, you know, and the girls took a hand in it, and the ladies' auxiliary, and I don't have to tell you, each I think Judaism is stronger today than ever was. They may not play as much, you understand, but those are certain, they're more unified for some reason.
But when you came over, you were already 18. You weren't going to a Hebrew school anymore.
No, I understand. I'm only speaking. I'm trying to tell you the overall picture. But at that time, in the year of 11, 12, 13, 14,
it was going down.
It was going down.
Mm-hmm. So then, therefore, you were changing too with it. Is this what you're saying?
Naturally, it's you see, it's the environment.
Sure. Not even a grape?
Oh, thank you.
Would you have a cold drink or something?
Thank you. I'm really very comfortable. Honestly, yeah. We ate very late, and I just got right
what
up
do
from
you
the... We live on Lyndhurst Drive.
Oh, I see.
You get the 90-minute ones and the 60-minute ones. Oh, I was very fond of Mr. Perry. And his daughter, Eleanor, moved to Florida now.
And Rainey, too, I guess.
Yeah, well, Eleanor I knew a lot better than Rainey.
So Eleanor moved to Florida too.
Yeah.
Who bought a home?
Mickey Steiner, young couple in their early 30s.
How many children do you have?
We have three.
A boy and two girls.
Boy and two girls.
How old are they?
Oh, they're big. Oh, my gosh. Memorable. So you were changing with the times.
One thing I forgot to mention, while I was young, going into Germany all the time, so even in those days, I took a trip over to Germany and to France when I was a kid of 17.
You were interested in the...
Well, because it was easy for me to get in to Germany, otherwise you had a hard time, they had to smuggle you in across the border, but I had working for a German outfit.
You were able to go?
I was able to go back.
So you had some traveling even then, which was unusual in those days.
In the wintertime, you send me up, and when I was about 14, half 15 years old, they sent me up into the Rio de Marches in Russia.